Incredible in recent weeks, the amount of free advertising that Amazon's got as they announce, oh, we're about to start, we're about to go. Oh, what an amazing company it is. Well, I watched last night on the Channel 9 news, Ross Greenwood exposed the fraud that perhaps Amazon is, and he's with us right now. Hi, Ross.
Morning to you all. How's it going? Now, I know they'll be a big force down the track, but they haven't got off to a brilliant start. Because let's say, for example, yesterday, it was pretty easy to spot it. Kindle is the thing that Amazon owns. It's its own product, right? So it's what helped to build the fortune of Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world. Yeah. But the Kindle was cheaper at Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi than it was on Amazon itself. Wow. Then we went and looked for a whole bunch of other stuff. We found, like, Samsung 55-inch televisions that were $500 more expensive on Amazon than what they were at either JB Hi-Fi or Harvey Norman. So we went through a whole range of different products. Some were much closer, some even Amazon might have been a little cheaper. So you've got to think about this when you're shopping. You're going to make certain you do the comparison. But there's a second thing, is that the prices will move. So I'll give you a classic example of this. Yeah. The Sonos Play 5 is one of those cool remote, you know, wireless speakers, right? Very cool. They generally cost about $650 to $750, depending on where you go. Yesterday on Amazon, they were for sale for $350. But you know what it's like when you go off to, you know, one of those travel websites and you go and get a U-Bute fare to Europe or something like that, and then you try and buy a second one, but the price is $500 more expensive. Well, that's what's happening here. There were only two of them for sale at $350 on Amazon yesterday. Once they were gone, I've checked this morning, the price for the same product, $700.
Teasing us and then all of a sudden giving you a fair whack.
Well, that's precisely right. A couple of other bits and pieces. Watch delivery. With many of the deliveries in capital city markets, you'll get your delivery free between 3 and 7 business days, but there's third party selling on Amazon. So for some of them, you might not get your goods in time for Christmas.
So what are you recommending, Ross, that people go back to the more traditional way of Christmas shopping? Because there's only 3 weeks to go.
If you found the item cheaper in a JB Hi-Fi, in a Harvey Norman, well, why on earth wouldn't you just go and buy it, take it away from the store right now and have it in your hot little hand? Yeah. As distinct from take the punt, it'll turn up in 3 to 7 business days. Like anything else, you've just got to look around the place, because it doesn't necessarily mean that every one of its deals are the cheapest deals in town.
You are the guru. Thanks again for the advice, Ross Greenwood, Channel 9's Money Man.
No problems at all.
Tell you what, look who has called us. Incredible. The Managing Director of Harvey Norman. What do you want to say, Jerry Harvey?
Lame duck Amazon.
Really?
Right. Well, Jerry.
They were talking about what's going on. Are they getting a free hit in your mind?
When you get that much hype and you're going to be that wonderful, guess what happens? You end up being a dud.
And what is the main problem with Amazon? I know that, you know, obviously you've got a vested interest because you're an opposition, but what do you reckon is the main problem with them?
Well, because they've been going for 23 years. They've never made a profit and never paid any tax anywhere in the world in retail in 23 years.
Thank you.
What a wonderful model this is. What a wonderful company. Their only chance is somewhere along the line they send every other retailer broke so they can take over and put up the prices. In my view, they should be barred. They should never be allowed to open in the country. All they're going to do is cause disruption, send a whole heap of people broke, not contribute to the economy. They are a till of the Hun, the modern version.
Have you tried to lobby your government and say, why are we letting these people in, like Uber,
no,
before them, etc.?
No, because they take no notice. The government only cares about how many votes. Customers will get it cheaper, so Amazon's wonderful. We even had the regulator come out and say, predatory pricing, if Amazon do it, it'll be okay. If I do it, or Woolworths do it, or someone else, we go to jail. But he said Amazon can do it. Now, he didn't say predatory pricing, but what he did say was they can undercut everyone, sell below cost, we'll give them a holiday. They've had a holiday here for 10 years. They've paid no GST for 10 years. We've all been paying. They've been paying nothing. These people are dreadful.
But, Jerry, what's it going to do to your bottom line? Because at the end of the day, as consumers, we are going to go for the best price. And I guess the one thing that you've got is customer service, but what's it actually going to do to Harvey Norman?
Well, we operate against not just Amazon, but Alibaba and a heap of others. I've just come back from Singapore and Malaysia, and our sales are going up, and we've got a lot more competition over there from these online giants than we've got here. We've got a shop in every town in Australia with 10,000 people or more. How are they going to compete with Harvey Norman? I mean, they're not going to get the soft ride they got in America. Harvey Norman and a few other retailers in Australia are going to go for the throat of Amazon. Don't worry about that.
No,
well, thanks for the reality check this morning, Jerry Harvey.
Listen, you need one, but so do I, OK?
Could you say Harvey Norman before you go for us?
Hardly normal.
Thanks, go, Harvey, go, Harvey, go, Harvey, go.
Jerry Harvey from
mate,
Harvey
I
Norman.
Can't sing, but I'm better than that, OK?
You're up. See you later, Jerry.
OK, bye.